Bank of Cardiff, this is Elias.
Elias, this is Joe with Advanced Construction and Tree Removal. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. You had left a message for me. I'm a little confused. You said that 2.5 weeks ago you had sent me out a quote for financing?
Yeah, so we send out a pre-approval to businesses that have done previous, based on some previous financing that you have done. We have you pre-approved for about $250,000 here. I was just looking to see if you had any financing coming up.
I never received anything like that. Of course, I don't get the mail, but so what bank are you with?
Now, we're with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. We're located in San Diego. We specialize in a lot of construction and landscaping, a lot of manufacturing. Joe, will you repeat what company you're with just so I can find your file really quick, get a little bit more information for you?
It's Advanced Construction and Tree Removal, LLC.
Okay, and are you looking to do some financing here towards the end of the year?
Oh, geez, I'm not even sure. I'm just trying to wrap my head around who you are and why you're calling me.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, we are a private business bank, and we were calling just to see if you wanted to take advantage of any financing, either for projects that you're working on now or maybe towards the end of the year. We can definitely help you out with that, whether you're looking for some new equipment financing or maybe some extra capital to help you through a slow time.
You do leases or straight term loans? What's your deal?
So it all kind of depends. We have a couple different programs. We have equipment financing and working capital program. Equipment financing is more of a traditional loan. It's kind of like a typical car loan. You can kind of think of it as like it's set on terms with 3 to 5 years monthly payments, and rates typically start in the mid-single digits. Working capital is a fairly new program that allows you to access more cash than your typical line of credit would be able to. It's based off of your top line revenue and your sales. So we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line in unsecured cash. Is there one that you're looking more into?
No, I wouldn't be interested in that. But your term loans, you do 72 months, and if you do, what are your rates?
Well, it all depends. Really, we'd have to see what you look like on paper beforehand. We don't really know too much about your business without doing that. So we don't want to lie to you and give you a rate that, you know, wouldn't be applicable, because if you go to a local bank, they can say like, oh, you know, like you qualify for a 2.5% rate. But when it comes down to it, they see what you look like on paper and end up giving you something that you weren't expecting. We don't like to do that. We like to figure it out first.
Oh, believe me, I've got thousands of pieces of equipment, guy. I'm a multi-billionaire. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I do this on a daily basis. I've got a $575,000 piece rolling in here today.
Well, that's what's up. Okay, for sure.
So, I mean, I'm pretty well versed on this. All right. Well, I don't know you, and because I don't know you, I certainly wouldn't release any kind of financial information to you. I like to have relationships with the people that I do business with. So the only thing I could say is that you can probably not bother calling me anymore.
Okay, well.
And I appreciate you calling and reaching out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if the rate's really the question, we can get you an answer within 24 hours of what we could do for you. I know that, you know.
Oh, yeah, based upon the best credit you've ever seen, you can give me your rate, because that's what I've got.
Okay, well, like I said, starts in the mid-single digits.
So if you tell me that you're at 7%, then I'm going to tell you you're not even competitive, so.
Okay, well, like I said, it all depends. Like, credit is a big deal for.
You have to have an idea of where your rates are.
Yeah,
you have
absolutely.
An idea where your rates are?
Yeah, so they start in the mid-single digits, and then they can usually go up or down from there. It depends on your credit, your time in business,
okay.
That kind of things. if you really are interested, and I know, like you said, you don't know us, and we really would like to work with you. I understand that it's hard to get to know somebody over the phone, but we've helped out multiple other businesses in your industry. All that it would take is a one-page application, and we can find out from there what you're eligible to get, and more information from there. Is that something you might be interested in?
You don't have any idea where you're at on a 72 month term loan, roughly.
Give me a quick moment.
I ask this question a lot, so, and I usually always get an answer. And it's usually always pretty accurate.
What?
Do we do 72 month terms?
No. Longest for equipment is 5 years.
Okay. So the longest we do equipment for is 5 years.
Gotcha. Okay, good. Well, I mean that there is enough. We always do 72 month loans.
Okay. Always. I can understand that, yeah.
Keeps our working capital low, keeps the liquid assets in the bank. So I appreciate you reaching out, though, man. I do.
Yeah, and like I said, if you like, we try to have, like, a match or beat policy. So if you'd like, all that it would take is a one-page app. You fill that out, we can get you more information.
Well, whoever you just talked to, I've got a 72-month deal at 5% in my hand while we're talking right now. So if you can beat that, then we can continue this conversation. So first you need to see if you can do a 72-month loan. And like I said, I've got a $580,000 piece rolling in here either this afternoon or tomorrow, and that's the paper that I'm holding in my hand. And I have not signed that agreement. So,
okay, well,
match or beat it.
We can get you an answer within 24 hours if we can beat that, and then if you like, we can get you funded in 48. It's really a one-page application. All I would need is, you already gave me the quote, so that's already a step in the right direction. All I would need is how long you have been in business. So how long have you been in business for?
Well, first, can you do a 72-month loan?
I don't know currently, just because I don't know what you're eligible for. I don't know too much about your business as of now. But if you fill out...
that you just asked that you could...
My senior advisor? Yeah, I can transfer you over to her if you like, and we can kind of discuss a little bit more with her, because she definitely has a more insightful aspect to the business. And but like I said,
I'll click word for
her. Okay, fantastic.
Oh, I know what it depends on, man.
Hey, Joe. This is Joe with Bank of Cardiff. How are you? Hello?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Miss?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
So you have currently you have an offer. Let me see here. For 72 months.
We buy and sell a lot of equipment.
Okay. You buy and sell a lot of equipment. Okay. What type of equipment do you sell?
Oh, we're a construction and tree company, so
we
buy a lot of construction and tree removal equipment, you know?
Oh, okay. Like loaders and stuff like that?
Feller bunchers, whole track tree chippers, loaders, backhoes, excavators, dump trucks, stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Elias filled me in a little bit, but can you give me kind of like a brief highlight of what you're looking to do, and I can see if there's something we can do for you here, or something that we can beat offer that you have currently?
Yeah, sometime this afternoon or tomorrow morning, I've got a brand new machine rolling in here.
Okay.
It is a $485,000 feller buncher.
Mhm. And you did you already
and,
buy it?
Yeah, I already bought it. I mean, I
okay.
put $100,000 down on the thing, so they're building it and delivering it. And at the time of delivery, it'll show up here, and then I'll just call my finance guy, and he'll give him the rest of the money.
Okay. So you put $100,000 down already for the $480,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah, and the deal we have right now, and I told your colleague, we're doing the 72-month term loan at 5%. So he said
okay.
you have a meet or beat kind of thing.
Yeah, and then do you know what is the total payback for you after the 72 months?
The total payback? Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could tell you that the rate of interest is 5%. The amortization
okay.
Schedule I don't have in my hand at this time.
Okay, no worries. Do you know how much you're scheduled to pay per month for that?
Quite honestly, I don't know. I don't have that information in front of me. I'm standing in the middle of the job site.
Oh, I see. Okay, caught you in the middle of the job then. Okay. So basically right now they're still building it. Do you know what the estimated delivery date is?
Yes, this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
It's being built for the last 6 months. It's built and it's in transit to me on the truck here today.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's the vendor? What was the vendor's name that built the equipment for you?
Denver Pro?
Denver Pro?
No, Timber.
Oh, Timber Pro.
Timber Pro.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, all they do is build custom
uh-huh.
Logging equipment, feller bunchers.
Okay, sounds good. So, looking at this, basically, what is more important for you, the monthly payment being low or the how long the term is? What's the most important thing for you? Or the total payback?
So generally what we do here is we take straight term loans.
Mm-hmm.
We put them out over 72 months. And it makes it, the amortization of the equipment,
mm-hmm.
The hourly cost in business lower.
Mm-hmm.
Then we generally pay them off in a year or two or 3 years anyhow.
Oh, okay.
So that just seems to work best for us.
I see. Okay. So basically you like to keep the payment, monthly payment low, but you might be prepaying it in a year or 2 years.
Yeah. So generally notes that we put together, we have, no early termination fee. And
sure.
If we do, it's only a 1 year. And after that year, we have we're entitled to pay it off.
Okay.
You know.
Awesome. And have you financed other pieces of equipment with this same finance guy that you've been going to? What
oh,
other
absolutely,
pieces of,
yeah.
Okay. Do you currently have other pieces with him?
No, I have no loans on anything, actually.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Everything's paid off here.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So what I can
but
do
last,
is we...
last deal, any of the last deals that I've done with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I can do is right now I can send over the application, and if you could just find out how much you're scheduled to pay per month, and based on that, that's what I would beat the offer based on, because it sounds like the most important thing for you is the monthly payment being low, and then having a clause for where you can prepay, basically.
Well, on a simple term, but on a simple term loan, if I'm putting $100,000 on $485,000, that leaves what? $380,000.
Mm-hmm.
And at 77, yep. So, well, if it were 485, and you take out 100, that's 385.
Yep.
So, if we were to borrow 385 at 72 months at what 5.5%,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it works out to be what two? I'm just calculating this in my head real quick because I'm good like that. $2,100 a month.
$2,100 a month without interest or
no,
with interest?
6,100 a month, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quick, but sometimes I'm not quick enough.
Mm, okay. And do you know how it's compounded? Is it compounded?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure, no problem.
Well, I mean, So what do you have to offer as straight as far as a straight term loan? I'm not going to send you somebody mm-hmm. else's deal so that you can, you know what I mean? You have to tell me.
Right, okay.
You're calling me, so tell
right.
me what you can do
Understand.
For me, okay?
Yeah. So the reason why I asked you if you know how much your total pay or your monthly payment is for the piece of equipment is because sometimes the 5%, it might sound great, you know, 5, 3, 2%, I can, you know, say that all day, but, you know, it could be compounded differently and you might be, and you end up maybe even paying 50%, you know, 50 cents on a dollar at the end of the whole thing, you know, for your loan. So that's why I'm trying to ask you exactly how much you're paying back per month so I know how to beat your, you know, beat the offer for you and help you save money.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, like 5% for like a mortgage, you know, you end up paying, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 over what your mortgage was, which it doesn't actually mean that it was like a 3% loan that you got. So that's why it's very important for me to know exactly what it is that you have an offer for, so that way I know how to beat it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But for usually our equipment financing goes up to 5 years, but for a large piece of equipment like yours that goes, you know, $480,000, we do have programs that go up to 72 months. But what I'm gonna do is look at what it is that you're paying per month, and I'm going to beat that for you. But without the application, it's really hard for me to tell you exactly, you know, what it is. So if you're really interested, I can send that application over to you, and all we need is just the 4 months of bank statement.
Yeah, the total interest due at the end of 72 months would be $60,000 at 5%.
Okay, so...
Of course, but right around $60,000.
Okay. So 60 on top of the 480 is how much you're paying back, total payback after 72 years, or 72 months?
If I were to take advantage of 72 months.
Okay. I can do that for you. I just need the application.
I think I would need to know a little bit more detail before I start sending financial information to somebody I don't know. So,
okay. Do you want me to send some information?
Time,
yeah, no problem. Do you want me to send over some information on our bank and what we can offer? And then we can go from there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What's your email?
I don't have one. I'll have you send it to my address. You can mail it.
Well, it's not going to get to you in time then.
Oh, I get it. But in the future, if we have any other deals, we'll seek you out.
No, I'm saying I can send it through you to email, so that way you can look at it right now, since you're making a decision basically today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, right. But you see, I don't have an email.
Oh, you don't? Does your assistant have one or anyone else? No? Okay. Do you have a fax number?
Yeah, I'm sure one of the girls in the office has one, that's for sure. I don't know it off the top of my head, though.
Okay.
You want to mail it to me?
Is it let me see here, 87 Broadman Road? So you don't have, like, a personal email or anything like that?
No, ma'am, I'm not a very, I don't really get involved in all that stuff.
Okay, sure. Well, how about this? How about I call you back another time? Is there a better time to call you back?
No, not really.
Okay, well, I guess give me a call back if you have anything else.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.